Okay. So I will continue. I want to finish this SLP case. And so, but I want first to make some remarks, some things which follow from what I discussed. So let's consider, so we have L2 of x, and it's invariant function from ZB. Just I have L2 of x, okay, and I have quantity term duration into function from XB. And then kernel of this is called L2 x capital. So, and from what I said follows the following thing. First of all, follows the following decomposition. So of course we have the composition L2 of x is equal L2 x plus pascal plus orthogonal complement orthogonal pascal. This is interesting, but it turns out that this survives after passing through smooth functions, smooth rapidly decreasing functions. It has set S of X, which is Schwarz space of X, is you can see the functions for decay on X. And consider smooth vector, which is the same if you consider intersection of LK smooth for OK. The functions which together with all derivatives decay on X. So then, the claim is that if you consider L X cuspidal infinity, then to lie in S of X. And this L2X. And in fact, it's true for any K, for L, if you consider LK of X, consider capital part, in this kernel of T, and consider, in this case, consider smooth vector, then they lie in S of X. The reason is that if you have Kasparov function which is sufficiently smooth, then you can make a trade-off smoothness for growth. So if it applies in LK, it eventually will lie in any space you want. And from this follows that, in fact, F of X is equal to the direct sum of F of X capital plus some additional factor, F of X capital orthogonal term. So the equivalent effect is direct sum decomposition. So this easily follows from this claim, because if you have any function, for instance, in S of X, it lies in some LK, you have capital parts, you can decompose capital parts. It's little bigger. So, it easily falls from the set. No, factorial functions are not exponential decay. No, they're not exponential decay. Yes, it's smooth if you consider analytically, but factorial functions they're repetitive decay. Okay, so this is a statement of physical exercise. I didn't want to discuss it too much. Yes, let us hint you that, let us hint you that if you consider the iterator, you have a presentation. 5, capital, G in this space, L2 capital. Okay. If you consider component capital sub-presentation in L2 of X, this is a unitary representation of G. And then, from what we discussed, follows that any operator for any H, for any H in H algebra, whose function is compact support on G, that is P of H from L2 capital of itself, capital is compact. And then, by lemma which I mentioned in the first lecture, this implies that capital this presentation for H is a direct sum of a reducible representation, each one with finite entities. Now, just remark this. Is not related to this lecture that whether this sum is, whether this space is, so this space L Caspero is very difficult to analyze, and meaning that whether it is M0 or not is the question. For example, so for SL2Z, we know that it's not 0, and this was proven by Sredder, by, consulting phase formula, essentially, but for it seems that for Hecke group it is just here. So it's but it's the fact that it's nevertheless direct sum of reducible as the discrete spectrum is always perfect. It seems to be very unstable. Okay, and the last thing that which I wanted to explain is the most interesting, namely I want to explain functional equation. I want to explain that functional equation is in fact is contained in the method because it's not nothing. I should in some sense I shouldn't do it, it's really clear. Namely what we have shown, so we have a space of parameters in our cases. And we have shown that there exists a large open dense subset of modern F such that for F in S0 the system will exist only one, if you want to consider morphism, G morphism is then defined in each capacitor. Up to scalar. Okay. It's very natural that such morphism mu is isomorphic proportional to either space theory. So this is the proof. It's the proof that our system almost everywhere has a unique solution. Our system was just a system of two equations. First was the PSS morphism, and second was normalization. So, if you remove normalization, you get unique to set the constant. Okay, so and now let's consider some generic S. It's more than dense enough. It's complemental to closed analytic structure. It's very big. So, in our case, this is complement to the countable number of points. No. For real part, Of course, the proof was that somewhere it is, it's false. And then there was a, we used the statement that it is locally finite type, and this implies that it falls almost everywhere. Meaning, yes, yes. So we, okay. So I will. First of all, for uniqueness, it doesn't really matter. So what I actually proved last time, that if you consider the corresponding system for automorphic constants, k-finite vector, morphisms defined with k-finite vector, then the certain automorphic explanation is a unique solution, and so on. What I haven't proved, so maybe we'll discuss it later, is that for all smooth vectors, not a unique solution, it stands for all smooth vectors. So this, So why this wasn't true, but for this consideration, okay. So consider generic S, then I have morphism to ES, VS into functions, we have morphism V minus S, V functions, and if I combine it, you know, this constant term, I will get functions in XB, which will be, so this composition, C, ES, S, will give you morphism from VS to functions of XB, which is equal to IS plus some constant, I minus S times some C of S, where C of S some morphism from V of VS into V minus S. Because you know that our condition was that if you consider constant term of I distinct and subtract IS, you'll get something of homogeneous with V minus S. That means that the image here is contained in the space V minus S. So let's not use morphism C of S, but some specific morphism S, we can start with V of S. Okay, so let's not use M of S. I see, but it's small stick, okay, but let's take it M of S. Okay, I want to take M of S. And then from, so on the other hand, you see that, okay, in a similar thing, you can write both minuses, and then you immediately see that you have just composition. So you have, if you take M of S and apply to it, E minus S composition. So this is the morphism from V minus S to function from X. So then I claim that this is equal to E of S. And that M of S times M of minus S is composition from V minus S. The term is identical. So this just follows from the fact that this spaces are, these representations are isomorphic, and for these representations there exists in fact only one after scalar morphism into f of x, and we just e of s and e of minus s are just two normalizations, two different normalizations of this morphism. It's just in these normalizations you can work out in constant term, and this gives a claim that you have for generic test, you have this relation, 1, 2, which are called functional relations for IPCS, and they never be considered for always. So, nevertheless, what I want to say is that in this approach, functional relation is substantive meaning of always. It's just some kind of tautology. So if you, okay, so if you look at this, you'll just see it. So if you have, okay, so you have two morphisms from G of S and G minus S into this space, and then after the constant term, you get some linear combination of I F and I minus. So they are proportional. So if you write down that they are proportional, you'll get that that is this equality. Okay, so and now I want to go to higher rank case. One more remark, so we consider the case of the group gamma is equal to S of 2 Z. So this case is a little easier because it has one cusp. So the question is what to do with several cusps. I hope later to explain that there is point of view which doesn't see the difference. So it's in all cases one cusp. It's not a very pointed thing, it's just very simple minded. Simply just change notation slightly until you obviously just one cusp. So, but I prefer to describe it for general group, but not just for self-use, not to repeat myself. Okay, so now, okay, this was maybe a mistake. Okay, so now I want to go to higher rank group and okay, so I will consider again G is equal to F and R gamma is the excellency in between more general case I will okay. So our basic space is space FC and we introduce some additional spaces. So first of all we choose K not as minimal parabolic. In this case, the upper term that might be. Not like this. So P will be standard for work. Which means that P contains the block. So upper triangular block like this. P equals MU. Layer decomposition, so you do usually do not unipotent radical of P, P is equal to mu. So in fact we will not use actual decomposition, we will not really need actual realization of M as a subgroup of G. For me M is okay, now I consider the following these spaces. So first of all, for each parabolic subgroup, first of all, I consider a point affine space U mod G, U with then consider space U and on this space, I have actually I have function G, and here I have action G on the right, and action of M on the left. Now, as I explained for SV2 case, it's important that we always consider normalized action. So we multiply action so that this action on F is formally unitary. Okay, so now I can see the okay, so now next space will be XP, namely this will be gamma M HP, which is the same as gamma P U. M exponent space AT, in particular gamma M AT, represents the portion. Now, the idea is that on this space I don't have action of M anymore, but I do have action of the center of M. So this I will call reverse. So G of M acts on XP. Important. In fact, I also have action of center of universal relative algebra, but somehow it, for some reason I don't need it. I can be salty. Now just remark that what is f of xt? If you think about this, you realize that this is nothing else than induction, parabolic induction from G to M, or capital right, GM using P, parabolic using parabolic P, just of space of function from XM, which is equal gamma M mod M mod gamma M. So in other words, space of functions here, it is just induced from space of functions here. So if I have, okay, now what does it mean? That this implies that if I have some automorphic representation, so lambda, suppose I have a representation rho m a. And suppose I have automorphic structures representation, morphism from A to function from X M. Then I can consider induced representation of rho phi in the space that will be in space of a subspace of sections, they will have natural morphism, mu cubed or whatever, from this V into space of functions of XT. Okay, so usually what we do, we fix some okay, so now we will consider family of such representations, namely we consider this one representation of M and then multiply it by unified characters. This gives us family of representations. They have natural family of morphisms. Here we consider the corresponding induced family of representations, induced family of morphisms. I will write it in a moment in more precise way and then construct Eisenstein series for that. Okay, so probably before I construct Eisenstein series, I want to describe Eisenstein operators. So I have this collection of spaces, and now I want to describe Eisenstein operators, functions on XP into functions on X. and a joint operator function from x g dt from function from x to function from x t. So notations are obviously from right to left, usual matrix notations. And how we construct it? So in order to construct it, before we have to find some intermediate space, which is xt. So here xt is space to vt, which is gamma u. There's no reason. U here, xt, gamma here. So again, fiber of this notation is fiber of notation P gamma mod gamma G, and fiber of notation Q is gamma G U mod gamma G. So compact is here fiber existing, here fiber is compact. And then, as you said, G is defined as E is equal to one function here, transfer function here, let's take U star, P star, and adjoint operator E, you want transfer function here, transfer function here, take P star, P star. And then, this is the formula joint. So here, everything is T except maybe this T star, this just integration with the normalized integration over this fiber, the normalized measure to be equal to 1. Okay, so these are Eisenstein operators. And now, what we want to do, so, the idea is the following. Here, would like to do the following. Here, fix some, so we have our T, parabolic of T. We fix the M of the subgroup. So we fix the presentation of the code graph. I will define later the notion of unified character of F of M. So then I consider family of unified characters, chi S, so is it implied by point of some analytic variety. And I consider chi s times rho, consider induced and repeal this. So this will be my family representation, chi s g vs. Now let's fix also some new m automatic representation into F to Xm. So then we'll see that it gives us family of representations LMS from rho S A YMF of M. It's just it will just multiplication of this character. And then in particular give us the presentation of it gives family, homomorphic family of notations of Vs into functions of X. So now, the idea is that all these spaces here, they are different spaces. So, as usual, you can identify them, for instance, by choosing maximal complex of group and specifically maximal complex. And that's what usually is done, but somehow, inherently, they are so different. Okay, and so now what you want to do, you want to apply Eisenstein series and get function on x. And again, the theorem is, okay, so now I can first try the theorem. The theorem is that if I have any automorphic any representation of M, which means that representation of M and the morphism here, Casper or not Casper, just anyone, then I can consider this family of representations, then I can consider this family, so then the claim is that is it starting from any new row M A and new A into F for the motor zone? You can start because you can start with this family of representation, so use the representation. You can start family of function ES from ES to function of X. And then the theorem is just serious convergence. Then real part of S with some you can say some chamber wild chamber. If I could describe what you said here, this wild chamber. Second, has the morphic information. For all x, and in fact, the function of this. But again, function of this, I will not discuss because it is the same idea as here. I will write system of equations is defined for generic s. Defines unit, it has unit studies together as a functional equation, so that just the statements are different from the equations. It's not really clear. So it's the CS part is 2 and you could also do proof 1. Okay, so in order to use this, I should write. So, again, the idea is to write some system of linear equations and check that it's a locally finite set, has unit solution in some area and has solution in the same area. Okay, so. Now, in order to do this, I will need one of central tools with a geometric lemma. So, and it takes some time to formulate it. So, let's So, first of all, we describe this Eisenstein series to include a function from a string. Function of an X Now the idea is that in fact I can write down many eigenspaces series, and if I have, for example, U and P and Q, then I can write E to Q the function from X Q function from X Q, and Q will be E to Q. So I can write it in exactly the same way, and I will have the composition of these iterators will be equal to E to P, equal to E to P, and E to P is equal to E to P, and E to P. And similarly for constructor iterators. So this will be, and the definition is exactly the same. You can write, definition is first of all exactly the same, and the second is compatible with induction, because if you look, so if you want to write down this iterator, then you can write that this space is just induction from some take function on xm. So in xm, q gives some probability. So in this space, you have the inductor of the Poisson space on this subgroup. So this iterator is just induction of some operator which is right at the level of m. Okay, so in this way, so for any such where people need in C, I have iterators E CQ and CPQ, and they satisfy associativity. That's the if you have RUP, then this iterator, this iterator is equal to this, so that's the proof of us to say. So it is not right, it's not to say to you too. Okay, that's not one of the facts. Let's see what's it. Okay. No, what's the facts? Let's go. Both for E and for okay, and well, so I have such diagram that I will write it for SA4, so I have space XG, I have XG1, XG2, and XG0, because you know. This kind of diagram, and I have matrices here. Okay, so this is all clear. What is not clear is dramatic lemma, which describes what will happen if I first go up and then go down. So I will describe it only when I go up to G. Okay, it's easier to write formulas. Not very simple anyway. So, then so that P and Q and G be additive parabolas. So I want to describe what will be C to G times E to P, some function from X to P, the function from X to P. And again, in some sense, so I want to describe some identity which holds in the domain of absolute convergence, and everything is absolutely convergent. Then I want to write down this thing in different form. And the idea is that, in fact, we it's the same thing which we did. So the proof will be about this as complicated as the statement. Okay, so the idea is that we want to write operator which is we have xt, we can generate it here, and here, up and down, and I would like to write it down as a combination of operators down, then something, and then up. So the claim is that this operator, it's is equal sum of W, some operators RW, where W will run over double facets, W here, more W, more W, W is value equal G, WP is its partial identity, WP is its partial identity. So this set, okay. Now what will be kinds of these operators? For each such W, what I will do, I will construct some like this picture. So I have G, I have T, I have T. What I will do, I will construct some parabolic subgroups PW which lies in T, some parabolic subgroup QW which lies in Q, and then element W will give association between this subgroup and this association, means that it will map the subgroup of this group isomorphically to the reality of this group. What will happen? So let me define what is PW and QW. The idea is that in each such class there exists unique representative of maximal length, minimal length, probably minimal length. So let's take WQQ representatives of this set of classes. This W is the set of minimal length. And then for each W, so it is essentially the same set, but now we realize the subset as just subset of W. Now each W is actual element of YD, which has this property. Move it by, on the left by element of WQ, on the right of the element WQ, then the length might only increase. And then I define PW will be P intersection with WQ, W minus 1, and PW will be U intersection with if you look at it down, it is that I'm trying to simulate it. Yes, so I think I should move it by the keynote. And here, do not. So consider this intersection, and it does contain, it's not a parabolic subgroup anymore, but if you multiply it by p naught, it will become parabolic subgroup. It will be parabolic subgroup in p, and this will become parabolic subgroup in p. And so the claim is element w gives association between these subgroups. Because in fact, instead of p naught here, I could just write u naught. Instead of p naught, I could just add u naught. So, so this gives association of element w maps adjoint from w maps Levy subgroup of q into Levy subgroup of q. This is a statement, and now I want to write down this operator as w. Properties is the W. So RW will be equal to, I want to get the right bounty, which is XP, XPW, XUW, XP. So I want to describe some operator from here to here. So first I go here. I have only one operator, this type, that is just C, C, W, C. The function here, and that is a constant here. And then I do some operator W, DW, analog of operator DW, that's seen before. And then I consider Eisenstein operator from, dw. This is my operator. So where dw now is what's called intertwining operator. This is from functions dw to functions on dw. No, functions on xpw. The functions on x to w. Okay, and about this operator, so say in the statement of the scene, I would say claim that this operator compatible with action of z of m. So that's right. So we have group m, very group very group of m. Element W is an isomorphism of these things. Now, you know that on our space, groups, these groups don't act, but we can take center of these groups. So we can take Z Q is equal to center of M Q, and Z P is equal to center of M Q. Levy subgroup of P. Yes. Excuse me. You're correct. I already did. Okay. And then, so this group already acts on the spaces. So I have isomorphism. Z of W into Z of W. So this is something which I have outside of the multiplication. I just have this multiplication. Now this group acts here, and this group acts here. And I want this operator to be compatible with this action. So in other words, for any Z, W, I have that dw rho of p is equal to rho of W of T. This is a statement of symmetric level. So, and so I'm not going to write down on the blackboard, attempt to write down the proof of this. So the proof is exactly the same as for SN2K. So somehow the bit by its whole geometric time, because it is absolute analog of what we did with Zelinsky in paper of induced representations of the IZ groups, the same was proven but for functors, for functors it's a little bit more difficult. Essentially the same, but a little bit more difficult to express everything. But here the proof is just to write down the separation. You break down, so you have there some sum over all elements of gamma modulo something. You break it according to Brillouin decomposition. And in each Brillouin class is parameterized by some element of double exactly of this in this quotient. And then for each W you do the same thing as for SL2, you just combine these terms and okay, you come up with this answer. So for SL2 I did it more or less explicit, and the proof in general case is not really. Again, this is some slight question about normalization. So you will get exactly at some moment you have integration, it changes straight, but the action of groups M then modified exactly in this way that to cancel this all these changes. So this is us. So and this is the way in which we have used it. And I think we are transported. It is done. They iterated this shape. Now the idea is the most interesting cases for us you get when you don't have this last suppose you will try to normalize things by essentially by casting out things, so this means that you will try not to use this last you can argue for the formal particle yes. You try not to use it. You try to use all the information about our past forms only for Qs which are equal to Q. But okay, but this is very important. Okay, so now we can write system of equations. So now probably I have to tell very shortly about these functions of moderate growth. So again I introduce some spaces LK of X, and again I will measure everything on ZK domain. So what is ZK domain? So I take space Z naught, which is gamma Z naught, which is minimal. So P naught is minimal parabolic. So I consider this thing, and this space is isomorphic to U maybe to T U node mode gamma U node of complex. And for response time logical complexity proof. In particular, I have morphism from the node into this split torus, from this place, the node into split torus. We have to think about this torus now as a linear space. Really, a basic Euclidean space. Space. And this space has room and so on. You'll see how this connects to one of the five characters. Now I introduce. So here in particular it has A plus is my agenda. In A, and then introduce for any C in A, we can see that C in A is equal instead of Z in the node, that is A Z rise C plus A plus. And so the basic fact of reduction theory, the basic fact is that for some t, projection, projection like this, from the node to x, projection from z, from sigma c to x is also is onto, and for all t it has bounded fibers, fibers of bounded size. So as a result, you can estimate a norms of function of x in terms of the distance exactly like before. And that's what we are going to do. So we introduce some. So we see that the whole geometry of the complex analysis of functions on X is described by, you should consider some wave function on sigma t, which is essentially the same as wave function on Weyl chamber. And what wave functions to use? Probably the correct thing is to consider all functions which are exponents of linear function. Probably this gives us this covers correct geometry of everything, but in our case we will just choose some linear function which grows here and take exponent of multiples of this function. So we'll choose function for instance w not equal exponent of w not equal, yes. No, I cannot go for that. Okay, so what is? No. I have. That's okay, but we are going to deal with it. I haven't prepared too much more. Let me consume maybe 20 more minutes and let's see. Okay, so you take some weight, some W of x to the power of x, exponent of rho of x. And then look at weights WK. And you consider this family of weights and define case pointing spaces. So LK of so I use this weight to my space. LK of sigma t is just L2 of sigma t with weight No, well, this is just half sum of all these proofs. Just, just, yeah, this teaching aid, this standard teaching aid. Yes. Yes. Okay, so. I want to denote it A, but. Okay, so now I don't know how to denote it B. No, this will be, this lies in the dual of the. Katana also. W, so probably that is here, W. W, WK. WK. This move of space is W squared. That's the normalization. Okay, so, okay, now what I want to do, I want to write down system of equations and then we'll have the same problems as before. In, we have to show existence, uniqueness, and, locally finite type. What is the system of equations? So, first one, start, implementation row M, A, and some, multiple new M from A to, temporal function from X. Okay, now from this we constructed okay, so maybe now I will describe what the unified characters of M. I take M1, this standard thing is subgroup generated by all compact and important subgroup. So then, the claim is that M mod M1 uses just this space, this Euclidean space, which is isomorphic to A. M mod M1, So, okay, so good. Okay, so there are some standard notations M up and M down, and they don't connect them. So how? I write it A, Z, M. So this will be my space. So this is just a Euclidean space out of the rank of U, M. And unified character is by definition character. So they are parameterized by points in complexified dual spaces. And so, S will be unified characters of M. And so I can consider now, representation rho times pi S. Character, two point by S, I will denote chi S, but as a representation, chi S, and chi S, so M, A, this family, homomorphic family of representations, I define chi S, G, S, is induced. So, and say all the different spaces, and as usual, I will identify all the spaces with one space here. Just for convenience. Okay, so okay, so now I have also this new S morphism of A function, so Xm. This morphism is just multiplication. So this morphism is obtained from um. So this morphism of representation, so rho s into pi. So maybe I take just morphism, just multiply this function by characters of m. So here one should be careful, so this is good for speed group, for not speed group. It's clear that you should consider unified characters which are feasible on gamma. Okay, so you should, when you define this m1, you should also add gamma, okay? Gamma m, okay? But in this case, that's good, right? Okay, and so we construct this family of morphisms, and hence we construct family of morphisms from Vs into functions on Xp. And now I want to define E F to be morphisms from Vs into functions on Xp. So this will be my main. Okay, and now I want to write down equations for this object. So I start with space of equation is just f equal morphisms from my space U into space of function of modulation. So, and again, at some moment I will have to switch for the proof of locally finite paper, I will have to switch to play finite paper. Yeah. So my element ES is element in this space. And now we can write the equation, so sigma 1 S will be the ES is morphism, geometrism. A representation of phi f into phi. So it means that if I consider here, I identify it as Vs, this is the action which is defined as phi s, and this will be the vector. Me another can I down just operation. Okay, sigma. Okay, sigma 1 prime s, it is convenient to lay down some equation of constant terms of ES. So this will be operators, this will be morphisms from V into functions on X. For different units, I would like to write down some conditions on this, which will hold for our convergent Eisenstein series, and which I impose now on for both. And since I want to just to give some definition, definition notation, let z be a conjugate triple, edit, and sigma z from representation in some space, but it's a conjugate space, double function, some specification. Now let height be a finite collection of characters. Characters then I say want to say that I say that vector VW is denominated by height this system there might be some repetition here is denominated by height means that for any collection z1, z2, zr in z, we have that sigma z1 minus height 1 of z1 times sigma z2 minus height 2 of z2 and so on, product applied to V is equal to 0. So informally, this means that V has, and the action of Z is finite vector, these characters which appear are only chi1, chi r. But this is more precise statement, and this statement clearly is a linear system of equations on the fixed chi, so this is a linear system of equations on vector v. And later on, this chi will move holomorphically, so you'll get, this will give us some holomorphic system of linear equations, but it's just easier to write down each time, write down this system of equations, it's a bit cumbersome, so I will just say that it's linear. So here is, now the statements that that vector that C cube E S of U is denominated by characters WX, the system character WS, where W applies in WC. So here one should, I will describe later, so the claim is that if you have character chi S on the center of P, then I can construct some character on the center of for any W, I can construct some character in the center of Q, some character. So if they associate, if W is the association between P and Q and Q, then it's clear. Well, it's just inverse of the image of this character. So if there's more complicated combination, it's easy to describe. I will do it later. So this is my system of equations. Just so the idea is that in order, for instance, in order to prove that system is of locally finite type, one doesn't really need this set of equations because this is, the first one is already very powerful in this system. But somehow it's becoming easier if you explicitly do this. And this follows from geometric lemma. Geometric lemma just these terms, just each term of geometric lemma is just killed by one of the characters. It's a big deal. And the normalization equation cycle is the following. If you take constant term, which of u of x and subtract the user. So this user must be from vx into x functions on x3. On the other hand, we already have malfeasance. Is from vs into functions on x3. This malfeasance from vs starts our eigenstate theorem. So what the condition is that if I take CPQ vs minus is, then this vs is dominated by weights w s for w not equal to 1. So in other words, the first term here should be equal to is, and all other CPG. So about one particular constant term, we have some information, namely that its main part is just the same from what we started with. Plus there are some additional things, but they will have the different central characters, so as a result we will not see them for most S. This is the first condition equation. Okay, so now the theorem is that this system of equations is locally finite type, that it some way has a solution given by conversion, that Eisenstein series basically the convergence for your part of S sufficiently deepened via chamber, and the last thing is in some area it has unique solution. So and last we got little feature. So okay, so maybe also in the last thing, so Rachel approaches try to repeat this or two. It can somehow make everything cut out all the terms and leave something which leaves in L2, and somehow it doesn't work. So you had said it right. This idea, in fact, was one of the proofs of Sedgwick, because it's separate proofs. And it was his idea, but so he did this just because of combinatorics. It stopped here for a bit. No, no, no. And so, what I want to do in the next lecture is explain this part, which is, I found. And the most interesting is how to prove the uniqueness of this solution to this system equation in some area. Now the proof of locally finite type, so I will do it, but it's essentially the same uniqueness, basically. It's not so we see the difference, and so on. And okay, so maybe I will spend 10 minutes and explain convergence, because it's also a little bit point. So once my start is editing automorphic form, automorphic representation, I don't assume neither classical nor square integral nor nothing. So how in principle I can prove convergence? Okay. So let me indicate, so I will indicate right here, maybe I will units on the So first we start in phase P naught, minimal complex subgroup, and we start with unified series, just to see the function, the scale invariant function. Scale invariant function. Pi to the f. Pi f. And then it is known that you can study this thing and use excess deconversion. So when f now then 2 rho rho a plus a plus. Some let's say right so it's known that it's absolute conversion. You can assume that S is 0, for example, it's absolute conversion. And if you check, if you look at the proof, then you also see that in fact it lies in some space concept method goes. It's a specific not a problem. And moreover, the function, if you look at this function, is equal to consider zipping domain. If you take this function, so you apply this to one particular vector, you'll get positive function. So maybe I also do not have the answer. Okay, maybe let's know the methods. S. Function and unified representation, and so on. This is for the value S. Okay, so, and also, what you know that if you take this function, this sigma, then you get a function which is rather large. So it is, it's just one term, it's more than each character type x. You see? This function is not small in sigma t. And now the idea is, let me explain so, how to prove convergence of eigenstate series. So if your eigenstate series is EGT, so we have Vf as a function from Xt. It takes some vector t, it goes to some function, and then Vf will go to any function. So it's a state of EGT of this primitive function. If I want to show that, I want to show that this series is absolutely convergent in some domain of S. And the idea is that I can bound my function phi s with some primitive functions. So I can find function fs on xt. Of the form EGT not of on phi s, which are bound, which are more equal such that fs children more equal than absolute radius by factors. So once more, in order to show that my series converges, it is enough for me to find function which is larger in x equals to a, so which series is that converge? But I know many of these functions, namely what functions I know, fx equals to have few functions on xe. I want to move to functions on x, but here I have function on x to naught. And I know the composition of this eigenstein series. Well, this eigenstein series and this eigenstein series is just this eigenstein series. So you can see if I start with any function here, so I can compute eigenstein series with any eigenstein series here, I will get eigenstein series here. So now I start with such function, so I know some collection of functions which this operator converges, namely that it is the character in sufficient to large power. So if I move it here, it means that this operator is absolutely convergent on this function. And now it means that this function becomes, this family becomes bigger and bigger. And so the claim that you don't need any additional estimates, so the only signature you need to prove is this conversion to this series, which is given by complete, which if you have time I can repeat this trick. This trick I say the concept. I'll put the convergence for just white direction. Okay, so this shows that this okay, so maybe I will illustrate it on in the case of SL2, so you will get something like, so the characters which you would like to consider are so points here, so so you start with some suppose you have parabolic subgroup and you want to reduce it by you add to it some yes, that's nice. So you add to it some vector direction and character of the center of M, and you want to sum up this series, but then you find that this big function F and multiply it by pi to S, where S is character of the center of the subgroup, but then you see that F is bounded by eigenstein series and some chi S naught, where S naught is the character of of minimal parabolic subgroup, and so as a result, this eigenstein series will be bounded by eigenstein series of chi S times chi S naught, and so the claim is that for any S you can choose sufficiently large S naught such that this thing will lie inside the center. Okay, so see, this shows that you have all these convergences in different sets. The chamber will give you sometimes to do have solutions like this. So in other words, the problem is well possible to actually have something to continue. Have some object to continue. Okay, and so next time I probably will spend the whole lecture on uniqueness, because uniqueness is really the most interesting part. Okay.